This is how it happened. Jesus went out bearing his own cross to a place called the place of a skull, which in Hebrew means, it's called Golgotha. And there, they crucified him. And with him they crucified two others, one on his right and one on his left, Jesus in the middle. Pilate wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. Many of the Jews saw this because it was on the place where Jesus was crucified, was on the road that led into the city, and it was just outside the city walls. It was written in Hebrew and Latin and Greek. The chief priests went to Pilate and said, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but 'this man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." Now, when they had crucified him, the soldiers divided his garments into four parts, one for each one of the soldiers, and also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven from top to bottom. And so they said, "Ah, let's don't tear it up. Let's cast lots for it. See who gets it." This was to fulfill the scripture: "For my clothing, they divided it among themselves, and for my garments, they cast lots." And the soldiers did this. Now, when all this had happened, Jesus, knowing that all was finished, looked and he saw his mother Mary, her sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Salome, and the other Mary, standing at the foot of the cross. And when he saw the disciple whom he loved standing there with his mother, he said to her, "Woman, look at your son." And to the disciple he said, "Look at your mother." And from that hour, he took her into his own home. Now, Jesus, knowing that all now was finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I'm thirsty." There was a jar of wine standing there. And they filled a sponge full of the vinegar of the sour wine, put it on a branch of hyssop, and held it up to his mouth. And when he had received the wine, he cried, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.